My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. Machine Head, I would say one of the top five intros we've used in the history of the show.
Great one.
Never gets old.
I also like, have we played the Local H one in a while? Does he still play that or no?
Bound I don't for think the floor. We play that as often. That was top five in the early years. I don't feel like it's gotten its run. Machine Head has never gone away.
Right.
It's a great intro.
Right.
All right, let's hit the skins, EB. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES to get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep. Makes great.
All right, we've got a couple audio clips I want to play for you first. And then I want to go through some of Albert Breer's observations and then some other observations from camp over the last few days. But first, let's get Coach Quinn here talking about their latest acquisition, Martavis Bryant. Everyone kind of intrigued by this.
I don't think there's a U in there. I think it's just Martavis.
Okay, yeah. Martavis Bryant. there's a lot of questions. What does this mean? Is this a real thing? Is this just a camp body? Does this mean they hate the receivers? Why are you signing a guy that hadn't been in the league in 6 years?
Will he play in the Miami game?
Dude, they were saying, just for the record, he was getting some first-team reps yesterday in practice.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I saw him interviewed on the field after practice. He seemed like he was real happy. He seemed like a good
dude.
He's
very driven.
Yeah.
He says he never gives up on himself. But let's hear what Coach Quinn says about the idea behind signing Martavis Bryant.
And adding another receiver just into the mix, we thought was the right thing to go just right here in camp. And Martavis has a really cool skill set. He's got size and length and the ability to use him in the red zone. So when you see him today, he'll stand out. He looks like a linebacker playing wide out from a size standpoint. So I got a chance to work with him previously when I was in Dallas. And so I'm looking forward to having him here today.
Is the obviously when you look at the top receivers on your team, not the smallest guys, but not necessarily bigger guys. Is that size? Is that something that you thought just needed more in this room, possibly?
Yeah, and I think when you do, how do you feature somebody with that kind of size? What are the routes that they do on these contested catches? So, yes, it was definitely part of the consideration.
Hmm. So I thought it was interesting. There were more questions. I watched his press conference, actually, and everyone was kind of like, you know, what does this mean about the room? Does this mean you're not happy with the receivers? And he wouldn't say that at all. But
he can't say that. He's not going to take a shot at his players.
Yeah. Right. Well, he could have said, hey, I'm just looking for more production. But he said, it's not any signal to anybody. It's just this is how we get down. That's actually the phrase he used. Hmm. This is how we get down. And I guess that just means there's always competition. We're always looking to upgrade the roster. We're always looking to get better. And this is what we do.
Yeah.
And so
we kind of talked about that yesterday, the fact that he's 6'4", and they didn't really have a receiver like that.
Right.
And he just mentioned it in the press conference. We like the fact that he's got size.
Right.
Be good in the red zone. It'll be interesting to see how many reps he gets in the preseason game
they're
number
saying
two in Miami.
He got his first taste of practice yesterday. I'm stealing this from Rigo's Rag. They said he made a couple nice blocks, and then he got some first team reps.
Hmm.
So who knows? First day of practice, he got some first team reps. All right. I know he was also asked about Jaden Daniels, and I don't know exactly what clip Valdez has here, but I wanted to play it. But I'm kind of getting the sense he might play Jaden in that third game. The way this question was asked, I don't know if this is exactly. I think this is where Quinn talks about it. You tell me what you think.
The progression would be one that's good is just a different style of defense, of how you play, different matchups. So the Jets are a big four down front. And so by design, it's nice to have, you know, different offense, different defense to work through it. The 4-day block is actually really similar to the Jets as we get into Miami. What we're looking for and, you know, discusses with the coaches and how do we set up practices. So the path, I was pleased with the practice that you guys were able to watch on last Thursday. So it'll be similar to that. And then as we get into the game, you know, some guys may play a little more, some a little less. So it's more on an individual basis.
So, well, that's not exactly the clip I had in mind, but it's fine. They asked him, what is your plan specifically for Jaden? And he kind of talked about ramping it up and what he wants to do. It's kind of in the second game, and then they have a plan for the third game. I'm telling you,
there's a lot of time, though, between that third preseason game and the start of the regular season.
Yeah.
I don't hate on them playing either. In fact, I'd like to see him play. The more the merrier for me. If you go by, again, Rigo's Rag, where I like to steal a lot of my information, so heads up to those guys. Good job. They said that the offense looked great yesterday. McLaurin, Luke McCaffrey, John Dotson, who's been kind of under everybody's microscope, Zacchaeus, Zach Ertz, they all did great.
So a good offensive day, it sounds
good
like.
Good offensive day, but you know who looked really good? Jaden Daniels. That according to whoever is giving this guy information, they say he missed one pass in practice all day. One pass. He said Daniels, this is the quote, Daniels was almost flawless on day 13 of training camp. There was only one incomplete pass, which was almost brought in for a touchdown by Terry McLaurin. And then they have a throw that the Commanders put out there that he completed with Zach Ertz that everybody's going crazy about. I'm telling you, Ertz is popping in camp.
Getting back to Daniels possibly playing in that third game against the Patriots, that game would be on the 25th?
Sunday the 25th, 8 p.m.
And they don't play until September 8th. That's week one, September 8th.
Correct.
All right, so that's if he doesn't play, you're talking about
three weeks without
playing. But again, do you want to sit him? You want to play him behind backup linemen, or do you want to play him just to see him get some more reps?
Well, I think they'll probably play some starting linemen if they play him.
I'm wondering how many.
Yeah,
but if he doesn't play in that third game, that's a long time off.
One thing he seemed to make an emphasis of, and maybe I'm having a hard time articulating this, but is that he's trying to get the guys slowly acclimated to the routine of the regular season. And so the first week they had their whatever, you know, they're not doing game planning yet. I know Chick Hernandez asked them about, they're not game planning, obviously, against preseason opponents, but they're starting to get into that mode. So by that third preseason game, they'll have like whatever morning practice, morning meetings, whatever their schedule is in the regular season, they're trying to slide into that mode so that by the time week one comes around, all the guys have been through it. They know what to expect.
I bet you they're game planning for Tampa in week one already.
Oh, I'm sure they have guys working on that.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Brian Manning wrote an article about Dan Quinn praising Dyami Brown. Dyami Brown raises some eyebrows for people. Of course, he's been, I would consider him somewhat of a bust. Different than Jahan. Jahan's got like, what, 80, 90 catches in his two seasons. Dyami has 29 receptions and entering 2024.
Now, he wasn't a first-round pick. He was a third-round pick.
He wasn't. But in 3 years, he's got 29 catches.
Oh, he's been very disappointing, for
sure. Underwhelming. But maybe the staff just couldn't quite figure out how to use him. They say he had a strong offseason. Quinn talks about how he saw some stuff in the spring that got his attention. Here's a quote. He says, one, I think you've seen some big plays from Dyami throughout this training camp. There's actually some stuff in the spring that got my attention. And his ability to get on top of people, he's got size, he's got length. And then he talks about that play in the game is something that transferred from the one-on-one drill. So it was nice to see some stuff in practice actually happen in the game. So
you would have thought, though, that if Dyami was going to break out, it would have happened last year because he had played with Sam Howell before.
Yeah, but Sam was under duress, and they were rotating the receivers a lot, and I don't think Bieniemy had a clue.
Well, Zach Kruger said that Dyami played the majority of his snaps in college on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Like 99% or something.
I don't think Dyami was playing a lot of the outside snaps, was he?
Right.
I think he was. I think they pretty much feature him on outside, and they run like go routes with Dyami. Like, that's what his thing is.
Dude, he wasn't in there a lot. That's all I can tell you.
He didn't have a lot of targets.
He wasn't in there a lot.
Well, think about it. When you have Curtis Samuel, who's an established receiver, as well as Dotson and McLaurin, he's only going to get in there as the fourth receiver.
True.
Or when somebody else is out.
It's true. But anyway, that's about all I got on you. I think today is a travel day.
Today's
right?
travel day because they have the joint practice tomorrow.
Joint practice tomorrow. And then the second preseason game is Saturday at what time?
7 o'clock.
More traditional evening deal.
Yeah. And then the third preseason game is Sunday night at 8.
Right.
But, you know, maybe we'll see Daniels, but you're not going to see a lot of those starters.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Quinn's got a different idea.
Maybe.
I could be totally wrong, and this could blow up in my face. I got the sense that he's planning on playing Daniels in that
third
game.
What his history is as a head coach when he was at Atlanta, how he played those guys in that final preseason game.
Well, it's just different now because they play three instead of four. So he might be used to just having the three.
That's true.
Or, you know what I mean? The guy's playing in three games. Who knows? I wish they'd get rid of all this freaking preseason stuff. Just do a couple joint practices, make your cuts, and do like college football.
Couple additional notes about Jaden Daniels. I have this up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, but Bart Scott, for what it's worth, likes him as offensive rookie of the year. And then PFF put out their highest graded rookie quarterbacks of the week, preseason week one. Right. I know the guy only threw three passes.
Yeah, I mean, he's in for one drive.
But they grade every snap. Mm-hmm. Joe Milton was actually number one from New England. Jaden Daniels, number two. They graded him at 85.1. J.J. McCarthy, who now is going to miss significant time, was graded number three. So interesting, because I thought Caleb played well. If you looked at Caleb Williams' passes, and you got a taste of Caleb's arm. Like, he had one rollout and just threw a laser, like, 30 yards
against
down
the
right. Well, that was a different one, that he was about to get sacked and threw one of those against his body. And I think that went for like, 40 yards. So,
by the way, did they have the second episode of Hard Knocks? Is that out, like, maybe as of yesterday, I think?
It would have been in, Tuesday nights, right?
You know, a lot of people were sending me pictures of Caleb's, like, kind of purse that he walks around with. Mm-hmm. It was some sort of, like,
high-end
luxury purse thingy.
Yeah.
I don't know if is it also in the second episode.
I think those rich guys, though, they'll get a Louis Vuitton, whatever it is, to carry around their toiletries.
Louis Vuitton backpack.
A lot of them have those.
Right.
And he's a different cat.
Why's it got to be a purse?
I don't know. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but that's not a Caleb thing. I mean, LeBron carries those things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah, I brought it up last week.
High fashion.
Shannon Sharp.
I think all those guys are nutty. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing. If you want to have some fancy bag, get a backpack. It's crazy.
So Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, former NFL quarterback, he ranked quarterbacks by their traits. We'll go through it and we'll speculate as to where Jaden Daniels would fall in the seven categories that he came up with. We'll tackle that next here on the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Junkies. You know, Jason mentioned the first game. It's September 8th. It is good when you actually see it within a month. We're at August 14th. The first official game is against the Buccaneers on September 8th. So we're getting closer and closer to the start of the regular season.
That game actually works out for me because my daughter has a 3-day tournament here at the Naval Academy that weekend. Mm. And that Sunday, I think they have a noon game. So we actually play at 4.
Right. They play Tampa at 4.
And I usually hate 4 o'clock games, but that one's going to work out for me nicely.
Yeah, you just made me realize I'll probably be coaching and I don't know the schedule yet. Well, it'd suck if the schedule was Sunday. I think we typically only play one or two games on Sundays. Most of the games have been on Saturdays, but They sent out a message this week requesting, like, if you have any requests, they're like, we can only honor so many requests, like, for people that have specific dates that they can't coach on. I mean, there's a ton of leagues, and I didn't send any requests, but they said, we can't guarantee that you'll play only on Saturdays or only on Sundays.
Of course, what It'll a nightmare that must be, a scheduling nightmare, of course.
Yeah, because they got a million age groups, a million of leagues. Course. That Soccerplex has got 25 fields, and they're full all the time.
Hey, Drabby, I see that, you know, I go in there and often Drabby's like, people don't realize, I was talking to Mar about this. Drabby's like a therapist. People call in and he's all in their lives and he's encouraging and, you know, he's talking to people. Is that who you're, is that this guy right here? Brandon?
No.
That's
no,
a different guy.
This is a different guy. This guy, he's doing like a producer's bit, the stage show. He thinks the Junks would do better with a bad football team than a good football team.
No, trust me. We've been down this road
for 20 years.
We've been doing this for 28 years.
Listen to his theory, yeah.
Yeah. Brandon, what's up? Well, it's Brendan. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So, I have a theory that I thought about the other day. It's actually been beneficial to the show that there's been 150 quarterbacks in the 28 years you guys have been on the radio.
Why? Because of the debates
every
you
draft,
have?
Every training camp, every free agency, we're looking at quarterbacks, and we select somebody, and we talk about them, and everybody tunes in to listen to what you guys think and how he's doing. Training camps are interesting. Preseason's interesting. If Jaden is good, and he's around for 15 years, think that's going to make it so much more boring. Now, it's great.
No, there's always other positions.
You guys will get you'll get postseason. People, you know, because he'll be in the postseason. Obviously, if he wins Super Bowls, then all bets are off.
Brendan, we've talked about it for years. The guys in New England have had an amazing radio run because people think of a stadium.
Six Super Bowls.
I know. Listen,
I know, but they've had the same quarterback.
And we win 9 or 10 games every year for 15 years.
Brendan, here's the problem. There is something to be said for when they're so bad and everyone's pissed off and they're burning up the phone lines and they want to fire everybody. And I kind of like some of that too, to be honest with you. But by week 6 or 7, when the season's over, by 8, 9, 10, people get sick of it. They just tune out. They punch out.
They become ambivalent. They don't care.
Right?
So they don't tune in.
It's kind of interesting at the beginning. But it gets old. The losing gets old.
I always say it's like a stadium, right? Our radio listeners, our radio audience is like a full stadium. When is the stadium full? When the team's winning. Once the team starts losing, more and more people stop going to the games.
Right.
We want people going to the games.
But to defend his take, we've done pretty well.
Sure.
I mean, our numbers have been pretty good, even though the team has sucked.
Well, that's just because we have sick talent.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But people are tuning in to hear us grill the team.
Yeah, but that does get old. And
it gets old for us.
It gets
old for us.
It also gets old for the audience. Like, if they start out 2-6 and they're heading to a forward, trust me, those last 6, 7, 8 weeks are brutal.
I remember last year when we were opening up the phone lines to get their take on the game. And
it's brutal.
It's hard to get calls on a Monday morning if they're 2-6.
Because people punch out.
Well, dude, when the team is good,
we don't know what that's like.
Stadiums are full.
We kind of know.
And people are into it.
Remember 2012. I'll never forget that year.
When the team is not good, you have 30,000 Eagle fans taking over the stadium, and you have less Commanders fans tuning in because they don't care. They've punched out.
Yeah, people punch out. But in 2012, remember how exciting that was with the rookie quarterback? And we lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Correct.
Couldn't win a playoff game.
How about there was buzz during Heineke's run?
There were some moments. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes the next couple of years.
I think I'm actually going to take myself out of the cautiously optimistic mode. I'm very optimistic.
So now you're highly optimistic
about Jaden.
Well, I mean, if Jaden's good, the team's going to be good.
Well, yep. I don't know how good they're going to be, but Jaden is going to be the real deal.
That's
our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. So I mentioned Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, former NFL QB. He came out with 7 traits that he believes are critical for being a top quarterback, and then he rated in each trait his top 10 quarterbacks.
All right, so what are the traits?
So, and I want to speculate where you think Jaden Daniels would fall. Like, Jaden Daniels isn't involved. I don't think he included the rookies because he was looking at statistics and he was looking at film.
Well, what are the based traits?
So I'm going to go through them.
There's rookies in there.
Caleb Williams?
Yeah, Caleb Williams is
there. Oh, I didn't notice Caleb. All right, so arm strength is number one. All right. And he says he looks at two components of having a big arm. There's the obvious one, which he says is being able to launch it really far downfield. And then there's his second one is tight window throws. Mm-hmm. And he mentions that Justin Herbert, since he's been in the league, is number one in tight window completions. He's got 145 of those since being drafted in 2020.
I would think all the elite guys he's going to have in there, Josh Allen, he's going to have Mahomes, I would think.
Yeah, his top three, he said, were no-brainers. It's Mahomes, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then he's got Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Will Levis.
Right.
Baker Mayfield.
I don't know about Levis. I'm not sold on Levis, but go ahead.
We're going to be sold. This is just arm strength. That
he's
trait.
Got a strong arm, but I don't know if he, I mean, I don't know if he's accurate.
But that's not what, yeah, this is just arm strength.
He's got a strong arm, though, for sure. If you put a gun
to it. Two prongs.
Yeah.
Distance and tight windows.
Accuracy, he's not going to be in there. Yeah.
Then he's got Baker Mayfield, Anthony Richardson from the Colts, Dak Prescott, and Lamar Jackson. Would Jaden Daniels crack that top 10? I don't think so, but he threw it 40 yards to De'Ami Brown pretty effortlessly.
I thought it was a rope. I thought it was a nice throw. A
I don't think
throw.
He was known as having the strongest arm, but...
No, but they say by far in camp it jumps out at you. He's by far got the best arm in our camp with the four quarterbacks. But anyway, yeah, I have no idea where he would rank in arm strength. I would think he would be middle of the pack to upper middle of the pack. I don't think he would be top five.
Okay.
But that would be my guess. Just baseless guess.
Arm strength was the first trait he went through. The second is ball placement.
All right.
So he says there's a difference between accuracy and ball placement. Accuracy is the ability to throw the ball to your guy, while ball placement is keeping it away from the defender.
Okay.
So number one, he's got Joe Burrow.
All right. I'll take his word for it.
Two, he's got Tua. Mm-hmm. Three, he's got Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's got Stafford, Stroud, Purdy, Geno Smith, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Josh Allen. I don't know. I mean,
I think he's pretty good in that trait. I think Jaden's pretty good.
So you think Jaden Daniels
can be there? I've just been watching the daily throws into the nets and the, you know what I mean? Well, right. He's pretty good at that.
So hold on. He's saying
Mariota is hitting the crossbar, missing it.
So he's saying ball placement and accuracy are different only because ball placement is...
It's just more precise.
Keeping it away from the defender, which might mean...
But you're still trying to be accurate and hit the guy in the hands.
Who knows? And throwing people
that's,
open.
That's kind of confusing.
I think he's being a little picky there, but I'm just assuming that it's just more precise than just hitting a guy.
Then he's got mechanics. He's got Joe Burrow number one in mechanics. I could go through the list, but I think Jaden looks like he's got pretty good mechanics.
Pretty good there. Top 10. I'm just throwing out.
He throws numbers in there. Who is a natural thrower? Who has the best footwork? Who moves well within the pocket and always plays in rhythm?
He aces all that.
I thought...
We haven't seen him play.
He aces all that.
I thought on the deep ball, it was subtle, but he had pressure coming on his right side.
Yeah.
And he handled it well with his footwork.
No, he's got great footwork. He's got great footwork. He's got great mechanics. And if you notice that ball he threw to De'Ami was like on the side, like only De'Ami was going to catch
it. But these guys in the top 10 on his ranking, most of them are vets. I mean, there's a couple younger guys.
I didn't.
They're guys that he's seen play in live action and regular season.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned a rookie yet, but Trab says Caleb is on one of these traits. So the fourth trait, he's got decision making.
I don't know about that one.
It's going to be hard to project on Jaden Daniels there.
He's got Rodgers 1 on that.
Rodgers 1, Stafford 2. Burrow 3. He's actually got Patrick Mahomes number 7.
How?
He's got CJ Stroud ahead of Mahomes.
Because Mahomes just makes dicey throws? Because Mahomes is a gambler?
He writes, quarterbacks have to be able to read the defense and recognize what it is trying to get him to do with the ball and what it is trying to keep him from doing the ball. I think it's lack of interceptions. Mahomes' interceptions were up because he mentions Rodgers is the best in the game here. And some of those years, I mean, Rodgers had ridiculous touchdowns.
So is it good or bad if you're like a freelancer? Is that bad? Because I would say Mahomes is a bit of a freelancer.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers can be in some ways. I mean, he extends plays.
Yeah. Well, then I don't know. I think he might be being unfair to
Mahomes.
You
might be right, because maybe they are basing it off the pick numbers, because I mean, he's got Jordan Love ahead of Mahomes.
Yeah.
And decision making. I mean, come on. Mahomes has won 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah. Jordan Love, his Jordan last Love, couple decisions threw Jordan a couple Love picks against San Francisco.
Huge picks, right, in the San Francisco game.
Right.
Pocket presence.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Pocket
either.
Presence is the fifth trait.
Let me just say this before we get into pocket presence. I don't watch a lot of the ESPN guys. I can't tolerate it. I don't know why, even though it's kind of what we do. When I've seen, or I saw Orlovsky recently, and he seemed to be tilting everybody, like on set, like the ex-players, like they were almost mocking him when he was coming out with one of his lists a couple weeks ago. I don't know if that's standard, but he was fighting an uphill battle trying to sell his list. And I can't remember what quarterback he didn't have in his top 6 or 7.
I think against the grain sometimes.
Yeah.
Not conventional wisdom. Maybe thinks outside the box.
The set, basically.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't know. Some D-tackle dude. I don't know.
Pocket presence is the fifth trait. He's got Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, C.J. Stroud 3, Stafford 4, Lamar Jackson 5.
For pocket presence, I don't know yet. Remains to be seen. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, very limited amount of work. He looked, like I said, I think he looked good. I think that we'll keep going to the one play. It was impressive. But it remains to be seen.
Well, put it this way. Sam Howell will be at the bottom of that one.
Well, yes. That's one thing I'm curious about.
Sam, but
when it comes down to it, we know he's going to run. But I want to know if he's going to run too soon. Meaning, like, he goes through one progression, then runs, versus goes through all his progressions, then finally runs.
I think he's a pass-first guy.
Yeah.
The next category is where you expect him.
Yeah, he should be in the top 10 here. Rushing ability, Lamar 1, Josh Allen 2. Then it's Richardson, Hurts, Fields. He's got Mahomes 6.
And he doesn't
Why
doesn't he have Daniels there? You know what? He just slept on it.
Think Jaden Daniels would be above Dak Prescott. He's got Joe Burrow 8, Kyler Murray, and Trevor Lawrence.
Because he just hasn't
close
seen
out
him
his top
yet.
10.
He hasn't seen him do it yet.
Yeah. He's not ranking him based on college. He's going to be a top 10 runner. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I mean, he's definitely a better runner than Dak Prescott.
Yeah, yeah.
Then his final trait, which he looks for, which he says is central to a quarterback's success, is second reaction ability.
What does that mean?
He goes, these second reaction passes from different arm angles, often on the move, can be the difference between moving the sticks and a stalled drive. They require
creativity at times. That's Stafford.
Says Mahomes is the obvious number one
Rodgers
on this list.
Not in there.
Rodgers does a different arm angle.
He does, but he doesn't have him. He's got Mahomes.
Does he have
one.
Stafford? Stafford does different arm angles.
He's got no Stafford.
He says Rodgers doesn't make the list, but he used to be so good at this.
Yes. He actually puts your boy Gardner Minshew on the list because he says he's one of the best at off-schedule
plays.
And this
is where he's got Caleb in that ranking.
And this one.
Okay, that's the first time I've seen a rookie. Yeah, Caleb Williams comes in at number 6.
But he did that a lot in college, so maybe he's just basing
I think Jaden will be up there in a lot of those categories.
I agree.
I don't know enough about the pocket presence yet. We don't know enough about decision making. I mean, if the college translates, he'll be great.
Yeah, I mean, 40-4 is pretty good decisions.
Well, not for pocket presence, though. That was a big discussion point about Jaden. The pressure to sack ratio.
Uh-huh.
And also that he bailed out too quickly a lot of times.
Yeah, but he wasn't throwing balls up for grabs.
No, but that's not pocket presence.
Kind of. You feel pressure,
not based
on
his
chuck it.
Not based on his definition.
Right? That's pocket presence. You feel the pressure, and then you just chuck it, make a bad throw. Part of it. No?
I think pocket presence is staying in the pocket and stepping aside and making a good throw.
That's if you have...
When you're pressured.
When you're pressured, yeah.
That's if you have good pocket presence, but poor pocket presence can be feeling pressure, and you just throw it up for grabs.
Or take a bunch of sacks.
He might be taking sacks because... And I think this was... I think the defense of him taking the sacks... And I could be wrong. I thought the defense of him was because he was so mobile. He was taking so-called sacks. Right?
That's one way to spin it.
I thought that was the defense of him. Because his pressure to sack number was absurdly high. It was very high.
It was very concerning.
It was very high. So if you hang your hat on that, that's not a great one.
Hey, in a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount, one small business stands ready. OSI Federal, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, is your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions. With unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment, OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs. From cybersecurity to seamless integrations, visit osifederal.com today and discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and systems integrators alike. OSI Federal, empowering your mission with precision and excellence. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a Game Show Wednesday. Brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. We're going to play Name That Hurting. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. You're going to challenge a junkie. And if you can name that hurting, you'll win a prize, including a $50 gift card to Wendy's, or we have HF Festival tickets. 800-636-1067. I was looking at a couple stories about movie stars. One is kind of playful. I guess George Clooney was kind of going back and forth with Quentin Tarantino, that at some point, Quentin Tarantino, when he was casting for Pulp Fiction, maybe said something like, Clooney's not a movie star. And I think it's all kind of playful banter. But we know Tom Cruise is a movie star. And I was reading about the stunt that he did where he jumps from, you know, in the closing ceremonies from the top of the stadium. Like, he just pitches these ideas.
Yeah.
Like, he comes up with crazy ideas and pitches it. And then they got to figure out how to make it happen.
How high was he?
I mean, he was on top of the stadium. I don't know. That's
500 feet? I mean,
I don't think it's 500, but it's... It looked
pretty freaking high. Yeah.
Pretty freaking high. You could tell it looked like he was controlling his descent
by his
leg. So there was some sort of contraption.
Right. He was pounding it.
Yeah. He was like pulling on it. Almost, you know, like when these guys, I guess, rappel.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in his 60s now.
Dude, he's a boss. There's like a Tom Cruise like lookalike guy.
Oh, I've seen that guy before. Yeah. He looks just like him.
He looks like a younger version.
Yes. But,
Yeah, dude, he's the greatest actor I've gone on. I could do a whole show talking about Tom Cruise's like stunts and how I'm just in awe of him. I mean, the fact that he flies his own helicopters and planes in the movies is nutty. He's taught himself how to do all that. The fact that he basically jumped from space.
Man, that guy does look a lot like him.
He does, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Also, he's obsessive for scenes that sometimes are like 10 seconds. Remember that video that came out about his motorcycle jump and how they built that ramp, and he's it's literally like 10 seconds in the movie,
right? But it's an incredible scene. They gotta nail it.
Yeah,
and he did it a bunch of times.
Yeah. All right, let's punch up contestants. So here's the deal, a little twist. We're not going to do contestant against contestants. It's going to be a contestant against either EB or Jason, because I know the answers. And it's name that quarterback today.
All right.
No more clues beyond that. Name that quarterback. Who is up first?
All right. Let's go to Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Junkies. What's going on?
Kyle, would you like to challenge Bish Bucks or EB?
I'll challenge Bish Bucks.
All right.
All right. Here's the deal.
All right.
You can start the bidding process as to how many seconds it will take you to name this hurting, who's a quarterback, at 5 seconds or less. Kyle, how long to name that hurting?
Go with 4 seconds.
Jason, do you want to go lower or defer?
I'll go 3.
All right. You want to go 2 or you want Jason to name it?
No, Jason, go ahead.
All right. Here you go.
Jason, you got 3 seconds.
Now,
is it
a hurting quarterback or it could be a great quarterback?
Probably. No more clues.
Mm. You know, when I was in year 2 or 3 and
Oh, that's Joey T.
Joey T.
I think it was Kirk.
It's Kirk Cousins.
You know, when I was in year 2 or 3 in Washington, it wasn't something I was doing.
I jumped to a conclusion. Oh,
Kyle, you deferred, which means you win. You get that $50 gift card to Wendy's. The best nugs are now even better. Wendy's new sauce, saucy nugs. Take the nugs you love and sauce them up in bold flavors, including buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parmesan, spicy ghost pepper. Try them all today for a whole new way to nug. It's got to be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later at participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by location. You know what's funny is I knew the answer was Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. And then when I listened to it, I thought it was Kirk Cousins. But when you said Joe Theismann, I had a doubt for a second because they do kind of sound similar.
There was some similarity.
For just like 2 seconds, it sounded like Joey T to me.
Wow, that's an upset.
Because he goes, when I was playing in Washington. So
congratulations, Kyle. Joey Theismann. All right, we've got one more prize.
All right, let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, what's up, man? Who do you want to challenge?
Hey, what's up? EB.
EB? Again, it is
name that quarterback. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less, Brian.
I'll do 5 seconds.
Five.
You'll do five? All right, I'll do four.
Go ahead.
Okay,
he's deferring
to
you.
All right, great.
It wasn't like we talked about openly, but I mean, right after the Super Bowl, you saw that we were saying, like, we gotta.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
I'll tell you that.
Sorry, Kyle. Or
it
Brian.
It wasn't intuitive for me.
Whoever's on the line.
Yeah, Brian.
Well, he sounds like Kermit the Frog.
I guess. Yeah. I guess. I never really
And he's bitter at the Raiders corner that has the Kermit the Frog puppet. That's like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. We still have another prize,
coming out for
right?
Vengeance. Yes.
All right, let's go to...
But we only have one more clue, so...
All right. Let's go to Keith. Keith, what's up, man?
Pretty good. How y'all doing?
Hey, doing
hey,
great.
Keith.
What do you want
Keith?
Challenge?
I'll go with the Bish Bucks.
Yeah, you should go with Jason. He's not very good at this game.
All right. Same deal. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less to name that quarterback and name that hurt.
I'll go on four.
Or Jason, you gonna go three?
I mean, I guess I gotta go three.
He's gonna go three. What are you doing?
Back to you. Do you want to go 2 seconds? Keith?
No.
All right. No. 3 seconds for Bish Bucks to name that hurt.
Preseason is not what it used to be. It's to see if you
I'm dialed in on this one.
Rehear, please.
Oh.
Preseason is not what it used to be. It's a sea of young guys.
All right, that's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers,
that
you got
That is Aaron Rodgers.
Nice job, Blurch. Nice job. Sorry, Keith.
Hey, you redeemed yourself. Yeah. Redeemed team for you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll save the HF Festival tickets for later in the show. Any chance Aaron Rodgers, like he's kind of the forgotten man this year in a way. I mean, obviously he's gotten a lot of attention, but forgotten man in terms of being an MVP candidate. Any chance Aaron Rodgers... Could be an MVP candidate.
I wouldn't put him at that level, no, at this stage in his career.
And we went through all these quarterback traits. Aaron Rodgers was on a couple of them.
It's a great question.
People aren't putting him up there as like a top quarterback anymore.
I think he's still pretty darn good.
I mean, didn't he win MVP maybe 3 seasons ago?
Yeah, but
not that long ago.
I don't expect him to play at that elite level, but he's going to play pretty well.
How old is he now? Is he
39 maybe?
Is he 40? Not 40 yet?
Yeah.
Let's see.
He won the MVP in 2021.
Yeah.
And he won the MVP in 2020.
He had 48 touchdowns and then 37 in those 2 years. And then he dropped down to 26. But he didn't have Davante Adams, right? That first year?
I would put him on the like 26 to 30 touchdown if he played a full season.
I put him in that range.
Not 40 plus.
It'll be interesting to see how he bounces back.
Yeah, just because of his age. I mean, you do slow down a little bit. There's no denying it. There's a big difference between, I think, being 34, 35 and being 39, 40. I think it's a pretty big gap.
I don't know. Brady showed us he can do it.
Well, Brady's different. But so is Aaron Rodgers.
He's got Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams. His old boy, Alan Lazard.
He's got Breece Hall.
Breece Hall in the backfield. They drafted Braylon Allen, right? From Wisconsin.
Wisconsin running back. Yep.
I don't know. That's an interesting team. That's why they get a lot of press. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Coming up next, B. Mitch launched into body language at camp. We'll play that clip and get into that next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a Game Show Wednesday. Brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. We're going to play Name That Hurt Thing. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. You're going to challenge a junkie. And if you can name that hurt thing, you'll win a prize, including a $50 gift card to Wendy's, or we have HF Festival tickets. 800-636-1067. I was looking at a couple stories about movie stars. One is kind of playful. I guess George Clooney was kind of going back and forth with Quentin Tarantino, that at some point Quentin Tarantino, when he was casting for Pulp Fiction, maybe said something like, Clooney's not a movie star. And I think it's all kind of playful banter. But we know Tom Cruise is a movie star. And I was reading about the stunt that he did where he jumps from, you know, in the closing ceremonies from the top of the stadium. Like, he just pitches these ideas.
Yeah.
Like, he comes up with crazy ideas and pitches it. And then they got to figure out how to make it happen.
How high was he?
I mean, he was on top of the stadium. I don't know. That's
500 feet? I mean,
I don't think it's 500, but it's... It looked
pretty freaking high. Yeah.
Pretty freaking high. You could tell it looked like he was controlling his descent
by
his leg. So there was some sort of contraption.
Right. He was pounding it.
Yeah. He was like pulling on it. Almost, you know, like when these guys, I guess, rappel.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in his 60s now.
Dude, he's a boss. There's a guy. There's like a Tom Cruise like lookalike guy.
Oh, I've seen that guy before. Yeah. He looks just like him.
He looks just like him. He looks like a younger version.
Yes.
But, yeah, dude, he's the greatest action star I've gone on. I could do a whole show talking about Tom Cruise's like stunts and how I'm just in awe of him. I mean, the fact that he flies his own helicopters and planes in the movies is nutty. He's taught himself how to do all that. The fact that he basically jumped from
space. Man, that guy does look a lot like him.
He does, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Also, he's obsessive for scenes that sometimes are like 10 seconds. Remember that video that came out about his motorcycle jump and how they built that ramp and he's covered up. It's literally like 10 seconds in the movie.
Right, but it's an incredible scene. You got to nail it.
Yeah.
And he did it a bunch of times.
Yeah. All right, let's punch up contestants. So here's the deal. A little twist. We're not going to do contestant against contestants. It's going to be a contestant against either EB or Jason because I know the answers. And it's name that quarterback today.
All right.
No more clues beyond that. Name that quarterback. Who is up first?
All right. Let's go to Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Junkies. What's going on?
Kyle, would you like to challenge Bish Bucks or EB?
I'll challenge Bish Bucks.
All right.
All right. Here's the deal.
All right.
You can start the bidding process as to how many seconds it will take you to name this Hurting, who's a quarterback, at 5 seconds or less. Kyle, how long to name that Hurting?
Go with 4 seconds.
Jason, do you want to go lower or defer?
I'll go 3.
All right, you want to go 2 or you want Jason to name it?
No, Jason, go ahead.
All right, here you go.
Jason, you got 3 seconds.
Now,
to
is it
name
a Hurting quarterback or it could be a great quarterback?
Probably. No more clues.
Mm. You know, when I was in year 2 or 3, and
oh, that's Joey T.
Joey T.
I think it was Kirk.
It's Kirk Cousins.
You know, when I was in year 2 or 3 in Washington, it wasn't something I was doing.
I jumped to a conclusion.
Oh, Kyle, you deferred, which means you win. You get that $50 gift card to Wendy's. The best nugs are now even better. Wendy's new sauce, saucy nugs. Take the nugs you love and sauce them up in bold flavors, including buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parmesan, spicy ghost pepper. Try them all today for a whole new way to nug. It's got to be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later at participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by location. You know what's funny is I knew the answer was Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. And then when I listened to it, I thought it was Kirk Cousins. But when you said Joe Theismann, I had a doubt for a second because they do kind of sound similar.
There was some similarity.
For just like 2 seconds, it sounded like Joey T to me.
Wow, that's an upset.
Because he goes, when I was playing in Washington. So
congratulations, Joey Kyle. Theismann. All right, we've got one more prize.
All right, let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, what's up, man? Who do you want to challenge?
Hey, what's up? EB.
EB? Jason just butchered it, and you want to go to EB.
Name that quarterback. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less, Brian.
I'll do 5 seconds.
Five.
You'll do 5? All right, I'll do 4.
Go ahead.
Okay,
he's deferring to you.
All right, great.
It wasn't like we talked about openly, but, I mean, right after the Super Bowl, you saw that we were saying, like, we got...
That's easy.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
I'll tell you that.
Sorry, Kyle. Or
Brian. It wasn't intuitive for me.
Whoever's on the line.
Yeah, Brian.
Well, he sounds like Kermit the Frog.
I guess. Yeah. I guess. I never really
And he's bitter at the Raiders corner that has the Kermit the Frog puppet that's like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. We still have another prize,
he's coming out for vengeance. Yes.
All right, let's go to...
But we only have one more clue, so...
All right. Let's go to Keith. Keith, what's up, man?
Pretty good. How y'all doing?
Hey, doing hey, great. Keith. What do you want, challenge?
I'll go with the Bish Bucks.
Yeah, you should go with Jason. He's not very good at this game.
All right. Same deal. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less to name that quarterback and name that hurt.
I'll go on four.
Or Jason, you're going to go three?
I mean, I guess I got to go three.
He's going to go three. What are you doing?
Back to you. Do you want to go 2 seconds? Keith?
No.
All right. No. 3 seconds for Bish Bucks to name that hurt.
Preseason is not what it used to be. It's to see if you...
I'm dialed in on this one.
Rehear, please.
Oh.
Preseason is not what it used to be. It's to see if young guys...
All right, that's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers,
that
you got
it. That is Aaron Rodgers.
Nice job, Blurch. Nice job. Sorry, Keith.
Hey, you redeemed yourself. Yeah. Redeem team for you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll save the HF Festival tickets for later in the show. Any chance Aaron Rodgers... Like, he's kind of the forgotten man this year in a way. I mean, obviously he's gotten a lot of attention, but forgotten man in terms of being an MVP candidate. Any chance Aaron Rodgers could be an MVP candidate?
I wouldn't put him at that level, no, at this stage in his career.
And
no.
We went through all these quarterback traits. Aaron Rodgers was on a couple of them. But
it's a great question.
People aren't putting him up there as like a top quarterback anymore.
I think he's still pretty darn good.
I mean, didn't he win MVP maybe 3 seasons ago?
Yeah, but...
Not that long ago.
I don't expect him to play at that... Elite level, but he's going to play pretty well.
How old is he now? Is he
39, maybe?
Is he 40? Not 40 yet?
Yeah.
Let's see.
He won the MVP in 2021.
Yeah.
And he won the MVP in 2020.
He had 48 touchdowns and then 37 in those 2 years. And then he dropped down to 26, but he didn't have Davante Adams, right? That first year?
I would put him on the like 26 to 30 touchdown if he played a full season.
I put him in that range.
Not 40 plus.
It'll be interesting to see how he bounces back.
Yeah, just because of his age. I mean, you do slow down a little bit. There's no denying it. There's a big difference between, I think, being 34, 35 and being 39, 40. I think it's a pretty big gap.
I don't know. Brady showed us he can do it.
Well, Brady's different. But so is Aaron Rodgers.
He's got Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams. His old boy, Alan Lazard.
He's got Breece Hall.
Breece Hall in the backfield. They drafted Braylon Allen, right? From Wisconsin.
Running back. Yep.
I don't know. That's an interesting team. That's why they get a lot of press. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Coming up next, B. Mitch launched into body language at camp. We'll play that clip and get into that next here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.